You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Talking to children about school shootings is a difficult but necessary conversation for parents. Amplify Health by Gunderson offers guidance tailored to every age group, from elementary to high school, to help parents navigate these sensitive discussions. Sarah Long, PhD at Amplify Health by Gunderson.
Understanding the developmental level that your child is at really helps you to tailor the information that you're giving them to their appropriate level so that they have a good understanding of the information that we're sharing with them and not becoming overwhelmed by it. When we provide too much information or too complex of information, it really makes it more likely that kids will have misunderstandings about the information and have an increase in anxiety or feeling overwhelmed by it. So even, you know, two same age kids are going to have a different level of cognitive understanding, also a different level of emotional resilience. So really understanding your own child and what their strengths and areas for improvement are will help you to know what's the level of information that my child can handle. We always also encourage people to start with the least amount of information and then build and layer from there. Kids tell us they need more information by asking more questions. So if you give the information and they seem satisfied with that, you've fulfilled their needs. If they're still asking questions and they're telling us, I need more information than what you've given me. You know, a lot of times kids won't have initial follow-up questions, but as they sit on it and process it and perhaps hear more information from someone else, they're going to come up with more questions later. So treating these topics as not a one-and-done conversation is really important so that they can feel comfortable coming back and asking those clarifying questions afterwards when new things come up or when they have more questions later.
As school begins, motorists are reminded to take caution for children and school buses. In a one-day survey concerning legal school bus passing, the Wisconsin School Bus Association saw a slight decrease in 2025. In 2024, the average rate was 38%, and with the new data received, the average decreased to 35%. However, the continued disregard of the law to stop for a stopped school bus with red lights flashing increases the danger to children's lives every school day. Of the 900 Wisconsin school bus driver reports this year, a total of 316 illegal passes were observed in one day, which shows that the average illegal pass rate is around 35%. Adjusting for 100% of Wisconsin's licensed school bus drivers, the annual school year impact is at least 861,336 illegal passes in a 180-day school year. These occurrences happen both in the morning and afternoon routes, with the majority of the vehicles passing a stop sign as they approach the bus head-on. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation statistics, school bus transportation is the safest form of transportation over all other modes. Children are 70 times safer going to and from school in a yellow school bus than by walking, biking, being driven by parents in cars, or teens driving themselves. The stopped yellow school bus that has its red lights flashing means that a child is going to be boarding or departing the bus. WSBA urges motorists to be aware of these situations and stop for the stopped school bus to avoid a potential tragedy. The Richland County Fair, the grandest show on earth, kicks off on Wednesday. The day begins with photography judging at 8 and food preservation, flowers, and houseplants judging at 9. It is also entry day for all livestock except dairy cattle from 10 to 4. Swine must be penned by 2, and dairy needs to be in the barn by 5. A vet check will be at 5 o'clock. The fair will ramp up Thursday night with Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opening at 5 and a lumberjack show at 7. Admission for the fairgrounds is free. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway special will be available from 5 to 9 for $30, and the cost to attend the lumberjack show is $5. Friday will feature a Mr. Ed's Magical Midway special from 5 to 9 for $35 and high mileage performing in the grandstands. The cost to enter the grandstand is $5. Saturday will be Children's Day. Crime Stoppers will be on hand from 9 to noon. Free Culver's Scoop Tokens will be given to the first 500 children from 10 to 2. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon with a $35 wristband special from noon to 4 and a pedal pull at 3. Sunday, the fair will feature the Little Birches Showmanship Contest at 11 and Mr. Ed's Magical Midway special from noon to 4 for $30. ADRC of Eagle Country will host a Power of Attorney Healthcare Clinic on Wednesday from 4 to 6 at the Aging and Disability Resource Center in Richland Center. If you have yet to complete your POA for healthcare, get free assistance. Sign up by calling 608-647-4616. Representative Todd Novak is accepting nominations for the 51st Assembly District's 2025 First Responder Award. Nominations could include a police officer or sheriff's deputy, a firefighter, or any level of EMS provider, and can be either a paid or volunteer public servant. Previously, the late Al Michick from Highland, Ron Weigel of Schulzberg, and Chief Chad Knabel of Avoca were honored with the First Responder Awards in the district. Chief Knabel was nominated by people in his community for responding to a call outside his jurisdiction for a patient suffering from an arterial bleeding injury and provided life-saving medical service and helped save the patient's life. Over his 32 years of service, Ron has held various leadership roles with the ambulance service, including the title of crew chief for 14 years. At the time of Al's award in 2019, Al was the longest-serving EMT in Wisconsin with over 48 years of service. You can nominate a deserving person for a variety of reasons. To have your local hero be eligible, submit a nomination form no later than Friday, September 19th. Nomination forms are available at repnovak.com by calling 608-237-9151 or by emailing rep.novak@legis.wisconsin.gov. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast Committee is searching for a host for the 2026 Dairy Breakfast. If you have a working dairy farm in Richland County and are interested in hosting, call Annette Lewis at 608-475-7312. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here's a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely will drop into the upper 50s for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.